Good morning. Clouds thickened up across the region overnight and scattered showers developed, and they will continue into the morning hours today with even some heavier bursts of rain from time to time. The moisture content in the air is building. You'll feel an increase in humidity today as the moisture from what's left of Isaac combines with a disturbance moving through the Great Lakes to wring out some showers this afternoon. Temperatures today will stay in the 70s to right around 80. It'll be a muggy night tonight with more rain passing through, perhaps heavy at times. There is the chance of thunderstorms as well with heavier bursts of rain and temperatures dropping back into the 60s. What's left of that energy and moisture will move through during the day tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. We'll start to dry things out on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds back up toward the mid-80s. And on Friday, partly sunny with high pressure in control right around 80 degrees. The weekend weather is in question as a tropical system, Leslie, will be moving off the Atlantic coast, but it will have an indirect influence on our weather as systems will be bottled up in the Ohio Valley. If they get a chance to move through, we'll see scattered showers around for both Saturday and Sunday and temperatures in the 70s, although if the tropical system leaves them out in the Ohio Valley, we will remain dry. Temperatures will remain in the mid to upper 70s into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of thunderstorms across parts of the mid-Missouri Valley and upper Mississippi Valley. Computer forecast models show moderate instability from Wisconsin southwestward into Iowa and around 40 knots of deep layer shear. This shear environment should support severe storm development as cells initiate during the late afternoon. Large-scale ascent is forecast to remain relatively weak and should enable storms to remain discrete and may be favorable for isolated large hail. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Leslie, located 545 miles south-southeast of Bermuda. Leslie is moving toward the north near 5 miles per hour. A slow northward motion, which may be erratic at times, is expected over the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next couple of days as Leslie heads toward Bermuda. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and fog at 52 degrees with a southwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 38 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 68 degrees, the dew point 59, 73% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour and the barometer at 30.07 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, 55 the low, the average temperature 68, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0 for the month of September and 22.96 inches for the year. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, 15 now for the month and 769 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 56, the record high, 97, set in 1929, and the record low, 37, in 1946. Sunrise this morning at 6:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:24 p.m., 13 hours, 0 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with showers today, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Rain tonight, heavy at times, areas of fog with lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Rain tonight, heavy at times, also the chance of a thunderstorm with areas of fog, lows around 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Rain tonight, heavy at times, chance of a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the upper 70s. Rain tonight, heavy at times, chance of a thunderstorm, lows in the 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Rain tonight, heavy at times, with a chance of a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday, lower to middle 80s, and the chance of showers over the weekend, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.